Brent, big news for Oklahoma State University.
Two Cowboys went in the first round. No surprise there, actually, that Marcus Smart was what we like to call a lottery pick. The Oklahoma State Cowboy, 20-year-old who came out of OSU early, was selected by the Boston Celtics, sixth overall. And that is not a huge surprise because we had learned over the last few days leading up to the draft that the Celtics really liked Smart. They had him in for two workouts and had really been pretty clear that they would take him if he was available at that point. They really like the fact they think he can play right away in the NBA. So big news there. Good news for Smart. And also his teammate Markell Brown, who is an outstanding athlete, a real leaper. He's a guy that a lot of folks like. He winds up in the same NBA division in the Eastern Conference with the Brooklyn Nets. He was selected 44th overall. So that's good news for Cowboys fans if their players were so well-liked. It also kind of points out the fact that OSU maybe should have had a little better season if they had that much talent just from those two guys alone. But that's a whole story for another day. And, of course, the Thunder had a pretty good, interesting night as well with two first-round draft picks. They got a big man. Neither of these guys are household names. No one expected there to be big familiar names selected at 21 and 29 when the Thunder pick. They got a guy named Mitch McGarry, a big center from Michigan who at 6'10", 255, a lot of scouts believe, and my sources tell me that this guy is somebody who's NBA ready. He's got that kind of size. He had a back injury, didn't play much and in his sophomore year, and in fact, would not have played at all had he stuck around in college because he came up with a drug test that showed marijuana, so he would not have been eligible to play for Michigan this year. So he went ahead and came out of the draft. Clearly, in all of their background checks, the Thunder felt good about McGarry. He's a guy that will probably spell at some point, not the first year, but maybe in the next couple of years, end of the line for Nick Collison, although that's speculation. Nick still is a good NBA player, but McGarry is that type of player. And with the 29th overall pick, the Thunder got a small forward, Josh Huestis, out of Stanford. See if this stuff sounds familiar. They describe him as a long defender. He's a guy with a lot of reach, pretty good three-point shooter, but really known more as a lockdown defender in college. He can defend multiple positions, really good athlete in the draft. And in fact, at Stanford is their all-time shot blocking leader in his career there. Sounds a little bit like Perry Jones, and that might tell you that means he's another piece that the Thunder like to do. They like to get guys that fit a certain mold, that can play a certain way and play multiple positions and defend. And not that that means the end for Perry Jones, but being a similar type of player, a small forward, a lockdown defender, guy that's got a lot of length to him. I ought to tell you that the Thunder are not done. They'll make some moves, and you'll see some changes. They have some moves to make before the season actually picks up, the preseason picks up in a couple of months. But it's interesting to see these two guys. Neither one were household names, but both, I think, fit what the Thunder like to do, get players they believe will fit in with their team. So big night for OSU Cowboys fans, and an interesting night for the Thunder. We'll just have to see how those guys fit when all is said and done.
Definitely lots of exciting new developments. Thanks for talking with us, Brent, and have a good weekend.
Thanks very much, Nicole.
Brent Weber is a sports journalist, and you can see his blog at scorecardscribblings.com. Thanks again, Brent.